Hey folks, Dan Freo here with your real estate news for January 2nd, 2026. So in today's video, we're going to talk about what happened in 2025. If you think about it, remember at the beginning of the year, you had a lot of people saying, okay, the housing market's going to do really bad. Then we got those things called tariffs, and those were going to skyrocket inflation and really drive up the unemployment rate. And then we had oil and all these other things. People are going to say it's going to be bad. What actually happened in 2025? Well, that's what we're going to recast today. So folks, my name is Dan Freo. My goal is to come in each day to you guys, if you're a homeowner or home buyer, trying to figure out what in the heck's going on with those and why? Well, today we're going to recast what happened in 2025 and the whys, and then we're going to give you my analysis of what I think is going to happen in 2026. Join me on January 6th. We're going to have a special event where I'm going to come out with my forecast for 2026. But before we go there, let's see what happened in 2025 and the whys behind it. So without further ado, folks, let's get to today's news. So mortgage rates, they're staying steady this week. I predicted rates this quarter between 5.875 and 6.25. We're on the top end of my forecast right now, but let's get over and look at what happened in 2025, and then I'll give you kind of my expectations of what's going to happen today or the next few weeks, and then on next Tuesday, I'm going to come out with my forecast for the 2026 year. So let's go over and we'll see what happened. What happened in 2025? A lot of people were saying, okay, the housing market's going to crash, and those guys have been telling you that for, since 2021? And then people are going to say, okay, that thing called tariffs hit, that was going to skyrocket inflation, that was going to skyrocket the unemployment rates, and everything is just going to be dismal. Okay, so here's basically in a nutshell what happened in 2025. So if you go over to here, we want to first start with interest rates, and that's what we're all about here at the show. So mortgage rates today are 6.2%, where we started the year last year was 6.9%. The year before that, I almost want to say it was 7.9%, because I know in November they hit 8.1%. That was the highest rates in decades, and that was in November of 2023. So mortgage rates went from 6.9 to 6.2. I'm going to give that a thumbs up. You go over to the S&P. This is basically telling you how the equity markets fare. The Dow Jones, the S&P, the NASDAQ, all those equity things. If you just look at the overall markets right through here, they did pretty darn well. They're up 16%. The overall historic numbers are average about 10%. Home prices, this is those areas people are saying, oh, it's going to crash because rates are going to go to 8%. Unemployment rate's going to spike. Everything's going to be bad. Well, house prices, I called it again. I said they're going to be completely stagnant. Well, I won't say 1% increase would be a major raise or a major drop. But then you go to oil. We focus in on oil because this has a huge to do with inflation. Okay, so we had oil at $72 a barrel, now it's $56, a major, major drop. I think the year before this was in the 80s or 90s category. So you had all these numbers dramatically decrease when the markets were telling us otherwise. So again, remember, what happened at the beginning of 2025? It was going to be dismal. And then you had tariffs, that was even going to make it worse. We had a pretty good year, folks. So on next Tuesday, I'm going to give you my forecasts. But let's get over to here. Here's what the Federal Reserve monitors. This is the stuff the Federal Reserve monitors. This is even what the stock market monitors on things to see how healthy the economy is. So let's just go over the data points that we go over each day. So if you're figuring out what the Federal Reserve is going to do or trying to figure that out, they control that rate over there. That's called the federal funds rate. That really doesn't have anything to do with me or you. It doesn't have anything to do with your credit cards, car loans, mortgages. You realize the Federal Reserve doesn't have anything to do with mortgages. And if you're a homeowner, you should understand that. So what do you do if you're a homeowner and really don't understand this market? Well, go over to here. Okay, this is for homeowners. If you're a homeowner trying to figure out, does it make sense to refinance? I didn't realize rates went down so far. Well, I created RateWatch 2.0. Now, we're revising this to RateWatch 2.1 here in the next week. It's going to be crazy. But what we're asking you to do, homeowners, if you're trying to figure out, is it make sense to refinance? Well, put in your mortgage information in there. Then let me know what interest rate you'd least want to kick the tires to see if it makes sense to refinance. Do you know, Alan told me the other day, our average client is reducing their rate by 1.3% and they're saving $498. Is that you? Do you want to save some money, drop down that rate? I know we think rates are going to drop in the future, but fill out that information. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised because I track these for you. So when the rate hits where you want it to be, I'll reach out to you. We'll go over the numbers, see if it makes sense. But let's get over here. Where are rates going to go from here? Because you might say, okay, if rates are going to go down, should I refinance? Well, I actually have a calculator down there that says, what's the cost of waiting? So check it out. It's free down there. But here's what they look at. PCE, this is the inflation numbers. Okay, we look at, you and I, kind of look at the CPI. It's called consumer inflation. But this is what the Fed looks at. At the beginning of the year, where was it? January is 2.6. Where are we now? 2.8. I know it went down from January, but where did we start the year? Okay, 2.6. We're 2.8. So inflation on the Federal Reserve side went up 0.2. Not a huge run. Let's go over to the unemployment rate. This is the other thing the Federal Reserve watches, and these are why the Federal Reserve is created. They were created for two mandates, just two things. One, to keep inflation in check, right through there, and the other one is to keep the jobs numbers at full employment. Anything under 5 is considered full employment. So based on this, they're doing okay. So this is what they look at. So now if you look at what the Federal Reserve is going to do the latter part of this year, well, let's get over to the charts. The Federal CME FedWatch Group, they come out with this every day, and they tell us what's the proposals or the possibilities of a rate cut in the future. So let's go. In 26 days, the Federal Reserve is going to meet. What are they going to do? Well, at this meeting, there's an 85% chance they're really going to do nothing. Okay, so here's where it is. If you look across the top line, this is actually says meeting date, but that's down through here. So on January 28th, they're going to meet, and this is the federal funds rate across the top. So federal funds rate is 3.5 to 3.75 is where they're saying they're going to stick it. That's where we're at right now, right through here. 3.5 to 3.75. So again, you go back through here, and they're saying they're going to keep it there at the January meeting. They're going to keep it there at the March meeting. So when are they going to cut? Well, we'll worry about this down the road. And I'll give you more forecasts latter part of next week, because I'm going to come out with my housing forecast and also my mortgage rates forecast. So make sure you go back to our videos previously and check out, see how we predicted in 2025. How did we do? 2024, 2023? Let me know down below. I get a lot of critics, but go down and look at my previous videos. Let me know how we did down below. I'd love your feedback. Another piece of this we want to look at is right through here. This is called the dot plot. Now, this is from the Federal Reserve people. Okay, what they do is four times a year. Now, they meet every 6 weeks. But four times a year, the Federal Reserve comes out, and the members that can vote, they put a dot where they expect the federal funds rate to be. So this kind of gives us an inclination. Are they going to cut, or what are they going to do? So if you go down through here, 2026, right through here is basically where we are right now, right? It's 3.5 to 3.75, so right through there. Well, if you look at this chart, it doesn't really look like they're going to cut, because you see through here, most members are just all over the map. So if you look at this, it's basically telling us there might not be any rate cuts this year. So if you really want to focus in on that, you're a homeowner, home buyer, trying to figure out what's going on with these, make sure you subscribe over there, because every day I post a video explaining these to you and the whys behind it. But I will be coming out my forecast to give you a little bit of insight what I'm thinking is going to happen. But let's get over to the charts now. So if you're new to my channel, I hope you are, please subscribe down there. We're, I think, 20 people short of 40,000 subscribers. 20 people. Subscribe down there. Get me there today if you guys would. But here's how mortgage rates are created. This bond right here, it's called MBS. See at the top up there? So this is what's happened over the last year. So January 1st of last year, we were down there, and then we're up here. So you might say, okay, that's going up. So I thought mortgage rates came down. Well, they did. This is a mortgage bond. Okay, so all you need to understand, if the bond price goes up, that means the yield, since this is a mortgage, means the yield on mortgages are coming down. So your rate's coming down. So we'd love when this number is going up. When it goes down, rates are going up. So that's what we'd love when this chart goes up. It's the price of the bonds going up, rates coming down. So that's a good chart. What do we have today? Plus 5. It's really not going to do in much of anything. So I'm not really thinking the markets are going to do anything today. I'm even surprised you're watching me, because it's Friday. It's the first Friday of 2026. We came off 2 weeks of holidays. So thanks for joining me. So right now we have basically a stagnant market there. You go over to the Dow Jones and the NASDAQ and the S&P. And right through here, here's the S&P that we were talking about. But across the board, looking like a pretty darn good day. We have the Dow Jones up 130, S&P up 33, NASDAQ up over 200 points, oil down, and the yields down. So right now, this is a Cinderella story. What do I call a Cinderella story? If you're new, I call a Cinderella story this, is when you have the Dow Jones, the S&P, and the NASDAQ all up, because if you're investing money, you probably have money in this, and then oil down. Why? Well, we love oil down because this helps us on inflation. Then let's go to the last thing. I always say, let's press our luck, see what cryptocurrency is doing. It's even up. So we have cryptocurrency up. We have all the markets up. We have the bond yields staying steady right now, and we have oil down as well. That is a Cinderella story in my book. So what do I think is going to happen today? Nothing. What do I think is going to happen tomorrow and going down the road? Well, join me. Join me next week on Tuesday. I'll be back, and it'll be my 2026 forecast. We're going to do it live. I'm trying to figure out a time. It's going to be between 2 and 3 o'clock. Join me. Ask questions. This is what it's all about. But I'll give you my forecast then. But what I think, if you're going to close within the next 30 days, folks, just hang tight right now. You might want to just hold off on that lock, because there's a lot of news coming down the pike in the next 2 weeks. I'm going to change my thoughts right now. I'm going to say right now, if you're putting in an application, just float it. Make sure you have someone like us monitoring this thing. Because if you miss one day, you can see these things go up 0.25% in one day. Yeah, I've seen it many, many times. So that's why if you're a homeowner, check out this over here. If you're a home buyer looking to see if you can pre-qualify or can buy a house in 2026, I'd love to help you. Folks, my name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a licensed mortgage loan officer in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I've been doing this for over 35 years. Our slogan here is, on application, one credit pool, we're going to compare your loan with over 30 different lenders. How do we do that? Why do we do that? Well, the bank that I work at, we're ingenious. They're like, okay, when people call, what are they looking for? Well, they're looking for, yeah, the mortgage, but they're looking for the lowest rate and the lowest fees. Wonder if we can give them quotes. Wonder if we can give them a whole bunch of quotes. So what they did is they went out and got set up with banks, credit unions, mortgage companies, and said, okay, we can use their products, their rates. So when people call us now, we have a huge variety of products for you. So how do you do this? Well, just go to therateupdate.com. You can reach out to us right over my head. It's the phone number. You can ask Dan. There's a tab right through there. And you can even put in your applications right through here. We'd rather you just call us or at least chat. We'd want to know your story, and you probably know want to know ours as well. But wonder if you already have a quote. Wonder if you locked in and you're like, Dan, can you compare me over 30 lenders and see if I'm getting a good deal? Well, upload your data right here. This is called the loan estimate review. What we're going to do is we're going to review the terms you already got from the lender that you're working with. Can we get you a lower rate, maybe lower fees? If we can get you both of those, I'm expecting to win you as a customer. So check out that tab as well. There's calculators here. There's a whole bunch of stuff. So folks, again, my name is Dan Frio. My whole goal every day when I come in here is helping you understand what in heck's going on with those and why. So thanks for watching. I hope you subscribe over there, and I will be back Monday morning, back to our normal schedule to let you guys know what's going on with these and the whys behind it, folks. So thanks for watching. God bless. Have a fantastic weekend. We're going to start our normal schedule next Monday, so join me then. But if you haven't subscribed, get me to 40,000 this weekend. I'd appreciate it. Take care. Bye-bye.